The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 27th, 1972, in Hyderabad, India.
Here is the import of Sanatana. Nitya sarvagata sthanu achalayam Sanatana. Sanatana, here is mention of Sanatana in another place, in the 7th chapter, 15th chapter, there is mention of Sanatana. Mamaivaṃsa jīva bhūta jīva loke sanātana. Another place, there is mention of sanātana. Parastasnātu bhāva anya bhaktya bhaktya sanātana. In another place, there is mention, in the 11th chapter, Krishna is addressed as sanātana. So Krishna is sanātana, and we living entities, we are also Sanatana. And there is a place. First tasmato. Place means another nature. Not this nature. Not this prakriti. There is another prakriti. Para tasma. Para means transcendent. This nature is not sanatana, it is asanatana, perishable. Sanatana means not perishable. this Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to bring all these sanatana together. The living entity is sanatana, God, Krishna, Sanatana, and the place, Sanatana. Just like here, we are trying to live together, our family, father, mother, children, friends, countrymen, community men. We are trying to make a permanent settlement here. Making very nice building, spending millions of dollars, making it very strong so that it may not be destroyed. So everyone is trying to keep himself permanent. The old man is trying to make himself young man. Nobody wants to become old man. Nobody wants to be destroyed. But the difficulty is that here everything is destroyed. Asana. But we have got a tendency to become Sanatana. We want permanent life. We want permanent place. We want permanent relationship. But that is not possible. That is not possible. Therefore, Shastra says, Andha dathandhi rupaniyamana. The Andha means blind. Blind leaders. They are giving us false hope that we shall make here permanent settlement. Therefore they are called andhas. They have no sense. You cannot make it sanatana, but the whole attempt is going on to make everything sanatana. This is called illusion. Illusion means You are accepting something which is not possible. But they do not know. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. Durasaya je bahirarthamani. Durasaya. This is a hope which is never to be fulfilled. Durasaya. Asaya means hope. So the whole material world is going on durasaya. They are trying to make permanent settlement. But there is always disruption, fight, just like they have now created the United Nations. My dear all nations, please do not fight. Let us make a permanent settlement, peace. But the result is the fighting is going on. It cannot be stopped. Here, this is not a sanatan place. This is impermanent, temporary, bhutta bhutta praliyate. This is the nature of this material world. Something is generated at a certain date and it stays for some time, it grows, it gives some byproducts, then again dwindles and then it vanishes. Just like this body. This body is given by the father and mother at a certain date. Then it stays, say, for some time. It grows. Then it gives some byproduct from this body. There will be so many children. Or from the trees, there will be so many fruits and seeds. Then dwindling, then becomes older and vanishes. This is the nature. So, here we are getting information that akshedvayam adajyam aklidya asusayivacha nitya sarvagataha. This is another qualification of the living entity. Sarvagataha. Everywhere. A rascal scientist says there is no living entity in the moon planet or sun planet. This is rascaldom. There is. Otherwise, how Krishna says, sarvagata. And everywhere there is living entity. This is a false theory. We can see practically. We see there are living entities in the water, there are living entities in the air, there is living entity within the earth. There is living entities in so many ways. Why not in other planets? What is the difference between this planet and that planet? This is also made of five elements. That is also made of five elements. Here the earthly element is very prominent, and the sun globe, the fire element is very prominent. So, if this material world is made of these five elements, bhumi, rapa, nala, vayu, khanga, mana, buddhi, vivacha. So, Krishna says, sarvagat, the living entities are everywhere. Krishna is also within everyone. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. Krishna is within this universe. Krishna is within your heart. Not only your heart, but in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati. Now, if you are a great scientist, take one insect, there are so many insects you have seen, especially in the book, less than the foolish dog. Now if you are a great scientist, find out where is the heart of this insect and where is Krishna. But Krishna says, sarvagata, everywhere there is Krishna. Unless there is Krishna, there is living entity, how that a small polystar-like insect is moving. There is everything. The physiological condition is there. There is heart also. You cannot make that. You have imitated a big bird, aeroplane, flying, but just imitate the small insect which is also flying. So there are so many questions that if we actually philosophically study, then we can see Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlava. How Vasudeva Krishna is acting. Annantarastham Paramanu Chayantarastham. So, here the living entity is described as Sanatana, and the process by which we can understand our Sanatana nature, that is called Sanatana Dharma. Not that having a big tilak and considering this rascal lump of matter as I am Brahmin. This body is Brahmin and Sanatana Dharma. This is all nonsense. Sanatana Dharma means first of all you must know what you are. That is Sanatana Dharma. Is Sanatana Dharma is limited to a certain area? How it can be? Sarvagata. Sanatana Dharma must be there everywhere. Ishavasamidam Sarvam. Everywhere. Krishna's kingdom, Krishna's property. How is that? You are simply claiming that in India there is Sanatana Dharma. In India there is Brahmin. What Krishna creates, that is for everywhere. Because Krishna is the father of everyone. Aham abhija padapita, sarva joni ishu kaunteya. So these rascal lump, that Sanatana Dharma is only in India, and that is also cut off. Now the Pakistan is cut off. And therefore there is no Sanatana Dharma. Simply here. If you remain foolish like that, then andhajathandhi rupaniyamana, that means you are being led by some blind leaders. You do not know what is what. If living entity is Sanatana, and if the process by which one can realize his Sanatana nature, that is called Sanatana Dharma. Dharma, if you study these two words, Sanatana means eternal. That is called Sanatana. And Dharma means occupation, characteristic. Dharma does not mean some superficial ritualistic ceremony. Dharma means the characteristic. That is real meaning. Dharma is not a kind of faith. Dharma is characteristic. Sanatana Dharma means Sanatana characteristic. Eternal characteristic. The changing. Now, I have got now this body, Indian body, and then next body may be cats and dogs or demigods according to my karma. So the body changes, the Sanatana Dharma cannot be applied to this body. Sanatana Dharma means the characteristic of the soul. That is Sanatana Dharma. To understand the characteristic of the soul. Krishna is describing here the characteristic of the soul, the Sanatana. And at the conclusion, he gives you information of the Sanatana Dharma. What is that? Sarva dharma anparitajya mamikam saranam bhaja. This is Sanatana Dharma. Krishna is Sanatana. I am Sanatana. You are Sanatana. Now, under the influence of nature, I am thinking, I am the servant of my wife, I am servant of the society, I am servant of my nation, I am servant of my cat, I am servant of my dog. And we are doing that, actually. Everyone is working under this impression. Atha griha chetra sutapta vittai janasa mohoyam ahangamameti. This is illusion. You have to come to the platform of Sanatana. What is that, Sitana? I am eternally servant of Krishna. That is Sanatana. I am not servant of this or that or that. No. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that every living entity is in its original position of Krishna consciousness. At the present moment, we have got different consciousness. That is Maya. This is mental concoction. I am thinking that I will be happy in this way. That is a mental concoction. You cannot be happy unless you surrender to Krishna. That is Sanatana Dharma. Therefore, Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Anti. A person, after many, many births, he becomes really wise. Kamadinam Kotidhana Kotidha Palita Dunnidesa Tesang Maina Kuruna Jata Natrapa Dopashanti. A Brahmin. He prays to Krishna, my dear Lord, I have become the servant of my senses. Here everyone is servant of his senses. They want to enjoy the senses. Not enjoy, they want to serve the senses. My tongue says, please take me to such and such restaurant and give me such and such chicken juice, I immediately go. Not to enjoy, but to abide by the orders of my tongue. Therefore, in the name of so-called enjoyment, we are all serving the senses. In Sanskrit it is called go-das. Go means senses. So unless you become Goswami, your life is spoiled. Goswami. You cannot be dictated by the senses. You have to dictate to the senses. As soon as the tongue says, kindly take me to the restaurant or give me a cigarette. If you say no, no cigarette, no restaurant, simply Krishna Prasad, then you are Goswami. Then your Goswami. This is characteristic Sanatana, because I am eternal servant of Krishna. So, this is called Sanatana Dharma. That we are describing in the Ajamal, Ajami Lupakhya. This stage can be attained. Tapasa, brahmacharjina, samena, dhamena, Sochena, Tyagena, Jamena, Niyamena. Therefore, the whole Vedic literature is meant for how to control the senses. Yoga, yoga indriya sangya, that is yoga. Yoga means not to show some magic. This is the first class magic. If you are practicing yoga, I have seen so many so-called yogis, but they cannot control the sense for smoking. Smoking and so many things are going on, and still they are passing as a yogi. What kind of yogi? Yogi means one who has controlled the senses. Samena, Damena, Brahmacharyena. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is all explained when yoga system is described. And 5,000 years ago, Arjuna was hearing about this yoga controlling senses. So he was a grihastha and politician also, because he belonged to the royal family, just fighting for gaining victory over the kingdom. So Arjuna frankly said, "My dear Krishna, it is not possible for me to become a yogi, because this is very difficult job. You are asking me to sit down in a solitary place, in a secret place, and in perpendicular state, simply looking on the point of your nose, of my nose, so many things are, but it is not possible for me." He frankly refused. So Krishna, just to encourage his friend and devotee, he could understand that Arjuna is becoming disappointed. He is frankly admitting that it is not possible for him. Actually, he is a politician. How it can be possible for him to become yogi? But our politicians, they are advertising, they are practicing yoga. What kind of yoga? Has he become more than Arjuna? In this age of fallen age, 5,000 years ago, how much favorable condition was there? Now, in such unfavorable condition, deteriorated condition, you want to become a so-called yogi? It is not possible. Kitejat dhyato Vishnu. Yoga means to meditate upon Vishnu. That was possible in the Satya Yoga, just like Valmiki. He meditated for 60,000 of years and become perfect. So, who is going to live for 60 years? That is not possible. So therefore, Krishna, to encourage him, actually, the purpose of yoga, he explained to Arjuna. Yoginam api sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajati jo mang same yukta tamo mata. First class yogi. Who? Yoginam api sarvesa madgata antaratmana. Who is thinking of always of me, Krishna. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is educating people to become first class yogi. Think of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. This is not bogus thing. It is actual fact. You can become yogi, you can become Brahma. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasevate. Sagunan samatittai tan. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So one who becomes realized, self-realized person, Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Then what does it remain for him? That is the ultimate goal of life, to become Aham Brahmasmi. The Vedic literature teaches us that don't think that you belong to this matter. You are Brahma. Krishna is Parabrahma. And we are subordinate Brahma. Nitya Krishna Das. You are servant Brahma. He is Master Brahma. So instead of understanding that I am servant Brahma, I am thinking I am Master Brahma. That is another illusion. That is another illusion. So things are going on right. So, Sanatana Dharma means when one understands his real position. His real position, that is self-realization. Or in other words, Krishna is Sanatana. If you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, then by practicing this Sanatana Dharma, you are transferred to this Sanatana place, Vaikuntha. That is Sanatana Dharma. Dharma means characteristic. So what is our characteristic? I was going to explain that we are now serving our senses. This is our material characteristic. Material character, because originally I am servant. I am not master. But I have given up service of Krishna. Krishna bhulya jeev bhogavan chakare. Why shall I become servant? I shall become Krishna. All right, you become Krishna. You become enjoyer. That is material world. Everyone is trying to become Krishna, enjoyer. So there is fight. All right. You are trying to become Krishna. I am trying to become Krishna. As there are so many incarnations of God nowadays, every lane, every street. So we are all imitation Krishna, and there is fight. That is a Sanatana Dharma. That is not Sanatana. Therefore, the Brahmin says, Kamadinam kotidhana kotidha palita durnidisa. My dear Lord, I tried to become master, but I have become servant of my senses. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mastarja, ityadi. Now, I see that I have served so long, but my so-called master, they are not satisfied. Everyone knows, even after the end of life, one tries to become master. But that is not possible, because he is not master. So when one is wise, he sees that I am actually not master. I am serving others, but I am thinking I am master. Just like in my family, I am thinking that I am the head of the family, I am the master of the family, but actually, to satisfy my family members, I have to work hard day and night. So I have become their servant, but I am thinking I am master. This is called illusion. So, when one comes to the senses that he cannot be master at any stage of his life, then he surrenders to Krishna. Sa Mahatma Asudullah. Vasudeva Sarvami. Oh, Vasudeva is the real master. And my nature is to serve him. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Sa Mahatma Asudullah. He is first class Mahatma. Not the Mahatma who is thinking himself that he has become Narayan and begging door to door. And Narayan is meant for begging. Narayan is the master of Lakshmi. Goddess of fortune, but they have manufactured a word, Daridra Narayan. Narayan has become Daridra. Just foolishness, see. Narayan, is the master goddess of not only one goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Sahastra Sata Sambhama Sevamanam Govindam Adipurusam Tamam. Hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis. Just like Krishna. When he was present, he had 16,108 Lakshmis in Dwarka. That is Narayan. And each Lakshmi was given a big palatial building made of marble and bedecked with jewels. So there was no need of light. Such nice a marble palaces. And each queen was given 10 children. And it is not that 16,000 queens were crying and Krishna is only with one queen. No. He expanded himself into 16,000 forms and he was living with each queen. And that is Narayan. Why Narayan should become Daridra? Narayan says that Bhoktaram Jagdutasa, he is the supreme Bhokta, enjoyer. So he is unlimited, therefore he is unlimited enjoyment. That is Krishna. He showed it when he was present. Why 16,000 wives? If he could have 16 millions of wives, still they were not perfect. Because he is unlimited. So these things we have to understand. So this Brahman's prayer, kama dinang kati dhana kati dha palita dunni desa, tisang mahina kuruna jata, natrpa no pushanti, sampratang lubdhi buddhi labdham. My dear Lord, I have searched my senses so long, but I see they are not satisfied, nor they are pleased, nor there is end of their service. Therefore, now I have got good sense. I have come to serve you. Kindly accept me. This is Krishna consciousness movement. That you are engaged in service, but you are thinking as master. This is foolishness. Give up this foolishness and just become a servant of Krishna as you are constitutionally positioned. This is Krishna consciousness. And the every living entity is Sanatana. And Krishna is Sanatana. And there is place, Sanatana. So our business is how to transfer ourselves in that Sanatana Dham. Sarveshu vinasasu na vinasati. Everything being destroyed. That place, that Sanatana Dham is never destroyed. Krishna is never destroyed. You are also not ever destroyed. So therefore, when these three combination will be there, that will be happy. Jadgatyana nivartante taddhama paramam. Taddhama paramam. So, we have to return to that Sanatana Dharma, Sanatana Dhamma, by executing our Sanatana Dharma to approach the Supreme Sanatana, Nitya Nityana. He is the greatest Sanatana amongst the many other Sanatana. Nitya and Sanatana the same thing. Here it is said, Nitya or Sanatana. So, Krishna is also Nitya. And I am also Nitya, you are also Nitya. So our business is to approach Krishna and be engaged in his service for Nitya, eternally. That will make us happy. Otherwise, what is this? Tilak. And considering, I am this body, Brahmin, I am this, that. That is not Sanatana Dharma. Here is Sanatana Dharma. Try to understand. And this Sanatana Dharma should be spread all over the world, for all living entities. Because all living entities are Sanatana. They should be informed that here is your position. Here is your Sanatana master. Why you are traveling? Serving your senses. This is Sanatana Dharma. So this Krishna consciousness movement is Sanatana Dharma real. Not so-called Sanatana Dharma. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.